We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
If you did not hear the Kamala Harris versus Savannah Guthrie battle this morning, you're going to want to hear that. Jeff Rorta, you might have heard a couple of weeks ago, he's the businessman, or a couple of days ago, rather, business manager for the St. Louis Police Officers Association. He went out with Mark Cox on, I'm losing track of days, I think this would be Tuesday morning, entering the primary for the state Senate seat in Jefferson County. The lines of that haven't even been completely drawn. Jeff will be here. Mary Elizabeth Coleman, who also is running in that race, is going to give us an update later in the show on everything going on in Jeff City. And Kilmeade's going to drop by as well. So let me get to this, because this was pretty good. Now, keep in mind, if you need any more proof, look, this is kind of one of those things that I think both people on the left and the right are going to come to terms on very quickly, that Kamala Harris is completely out of her element, because I can't imagine, they won't say this publicly, that people on the Democrat side aren't just horrified every time she opens up her mouth. And it was bad enough what we saw yesterday from the president. But here's what's encouraging. I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of this. And I like Savannah. I really do. I'm friends with her because we worked together 30 years ago in Columbia, Missouri. She did not let the vice president off the hook, and she tried many, many times. So let's go a little bit to what happened yesterday, because Biden obviously talking about this minor incursion in Afghanistan that caught people's attention. Here's the soundbite on that.
One thing if it's a minor incursion, but if they actually do what they're capable of doing with the force amassed on the border, it is going to be a disaster for Russia if they further engage it.
All right, so that was one. And then this one, we talked about this yesterday during the news conference. We aired this, at least part of it, live here 24 hours ago. The whole question about the legitimacy of this year's election.
Well, it all depends on whether or not we're able to make the case to the American people that some of this is being set up to try to alter the outcome of the election. The increase in the prospect of being illegitimate is in direct proportion to us not being able to get these reforms passed.
Now, maybe this is always possible, right? We all live in our own bubbles, but if you were, now those of you are on my side of the political aisle, maybe there's some folks listening who aren't, but if you asked your liberal friends, or just asked your friends in general, if voting rights are at the top of their concerns with runaway inflation in a pandemic that is still not under control and all these other things, I don't think that they would rank it very highly. But President Biden and Kamala Harris do, apparently because they have no other issues to focus on, because they've all failed at this point. So then you have the Today Show. And I used to watch the Today Show so religiously for many decades, actually. I liked Matt Lauer. And then they hired Savannah. I thought, well, this is a pretty good show. That all came to a stop about 3 years ago when Hoda was hired as the the co-host with Savannah. But I did see this audio, and I watched it this morning. Savannah getting tough with the vice president, and the vice president once again embarrassing herself to no end.
He openly cast doubt on whether the 2022 midterm elections would be legitimate. He said it all depends. Is he really concerned that we may not have fair and free elections?
The president has been consistent on this issue. And the issue is that there are two bills, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act, that have been the solution that has been offered to address the fact that around our country, states have put in place laws that are purposely making it more difficult for the American people to vote.
Like Delaware, apparently, because again, if the mainstream media was reporting on this, and I'll clip Savannah on this, because if she would have been on point here, she could have interrupted and said, where is that happening? And you know that your president, the guy that you're second in command to, has more restrictions in his state than in Georgia.
I will repeat myself. And I'm Vice President of the United States.
That's my favorite part. I think that's going to have to be an open bite in the show as well, because all of a sudden she decides to point out, just in case you weren't paying attention, that she was Vice President.
Myself. And I'm Vice President of the United States.
Well, to the point, though, because
so
those
we
bills
have
were
clear,
debated.
And it's, but it's,
yeah, the bills were debated and they didn't pass.
If I may finish,
But now, here's where you're going to see some media bias this weekend. I'm going to point this out because my brain, when I hear her do something that embarrassing and that stupid, I'm sure the people in the control room and the producers even at NBC were laughing when she said something like, I'm the Vice President. You know who should be writing a bit about that right now? And I'm going to highly doubt that they will. SNL. The writers, and this is perfect for the writers room. What you saw Joe Biden do yesterday in embarrassing form, and we kind of knew it, and then this interview with the Vice President, their show, Open, should be done right now, 3:16 on Thursday afternoon. They don't even have to work the rest of the day. But they'll find some way to mock Republicans instead. So this went on here.
Specific question, if you don't mind. Does he think, now that these bills haven't been passed, that the 22 midterms won't be legitimate or fair or free?
Let's not conflate issues.
So then on the issue of the Ukraine,
the White House press secretary had to actually clarify the president's remarks.
Savannah, I'm being clear with you right now.
Yes, okay.
And so if you're interested, I'll continue to be clear.
Ooh, she's getting testy here. The vice president fighting back a little bit.
Which is that we have had direct conversations through various levels of diplomacy with Putin.
Okay, that one ended quickly here. I have a couple more.
And let's not be distracted by the political gamesmanship when what is truly at stake are issues like whether Americans with disability have the opportunity to vote by mail, whether a single parent has the opportunity with three kids in the back seat to vote by dropping off their ballot in a drop box instead of having to stand in line with those three kids for hours. These are the issues that are at stake.
And the president
and
laid a lot of
significant and pivotal issues in terms of our democracy. We had an extensive conversation about foreign policy, Savannah.
Yeah. All right, so look, there are a lot of follow-ups to that because we know that the Georgia bill in particular makes it easier for many people to vote. There's no big crisis in this country when it comes to voting rights. They want to manufacture one. And this is something that really is fascinating to me because I don't believe it for a second. Do you believe, let me pose the question this way. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think when foreign leaders get on the phone with this president, or if they dare get on the phone with this vice president or Tony Blinken or anyone else, that they're inquiring, given the nature of where we are on the planet right now, with everything from the pandemic to the Ukraine to China to Iraq, all those things, you think that they're calling and they're asking about voting rights in this country? You think that's their topic? Because she's trying to sell us on that.
I've met with prime ministers and presidents from around the globe, both partners and allies of ours. They are asking what is going on with voting rights in America, because they look to us as a role model of what it means to be a democracy. And they are monitoring to wonder and question whether there is an erosion of our democracy, and therefore an erosion of one of the best role models of what a democracy does and can do.
There's not a chance in hell that I believe that that's true in any way, shape, or form. So she's lying there. So Jen Psaki had to take some of the brunt here this morning, getting asked the questions. I think she went on Fox, believe it or not, did a pretty good job with Bill Hemmer and Dana. They were relatively kind, but on this question about whether he overperformed, grading himself on a serious steep curve yesterday.
No one thought he would get a bipartisan infrastructure bill across the finish line. And as you know, he did that with the support of 19 senators and 6 members of the House. No one thought that we would make as much progress on COVID as we did.
Okay, let's just stop there. Who said that you weren't going to get an infrastructure bill passed? Who didn't think that? What we didn't think is you were going to get one passed that was probably as bad as this. And it was not a great bill. I was in favor of the infrastructure bill. I know a lot of people on my side of the aisle that are in favor of infrastructure and doing something. We're not in favor of spending $500 million on climate change and that nonsense. So unfortunately, I can't support what Senator Blunt did on that bill, but they were looking for a compromise. They got a compromise and they move on. It's a terrible bill. What's done is done. But that's not some achievement for this president.
Are we still in the midst of the fight? Absolutely. But 210 million people, 75% of the country is vaccinated. That's progress we can build on. You don't pack up your bags after 1 year. You keep working on it. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we're going to do.
So she got to say that. Look, she's in a tough spot right now. What about the question you heard the vice president not clarified in her interview with Savannah Guthrie? What about this illegitimate election stuff?
I've talked to the president a lot about this, and he absolutely is not predicting that the 2022 elections would be illegitimate. The point he was raising was both that in 2020, even amongst challenging circumstances, efforts to suppress the vote, and the midst of a pandemic, there was record turnout, Democrats and Republicans, record turnout to go to the polls. And the point he was making is,
I guess what I would say to that is it seemed like it was pretty easy for people to go to the polls, Jen, right? People found a way to do it. Despite all this suppression out there,
is that the former president asked a number of states, seven or more, in fact, to overturn the outcome of the election. Now, obviously, if there's an effort to do that, we've got to fight against that. That's what our commitment is to doing. But he was not making a prediction. He has confidence in the American people, and we're going to do everything we can to protect people's rights.
He mentioned
Bill Hemmer trying to get in there saying, no, that's not really what he said. Then on the minor incursion remark, trying to, you know, walk that back.
The president has conveyed directly to President Putin, if there is the movement of any military troops across the border, that is an invasion. If they go in, that is an invasion, and there will be severe economic consequences. I know President Zelensky knows that. We've conveyed that. It is also true, as President Zelensky has experienced, that there are a range of tactics the Russians use. We've been warning about some of those steps, including the spreading of misinformation out there, which has been widespread.
All right, well, enough of her. But here, well, sometimes I walk in here and I don't know all of the audio that I have, so I have to hit this one. This is a montage on the minor incursion line.
Officials in this country and very likely in Russia tonight are wondering, did President Biden just give Vladimir Putin a green light to launch an invasion into or around them?
It sure sounded that way. So that, you know, again, let's talk about this in terms of what the vice president said. And this is where I would fault my good friend Savannah Guthrie. The follow-up question to Harris saying we have world leaders that are calling about voting rights. How about the world leaders that are hearing this during a live news conference from Washington in the middle of the day on Wednesday about a minor incursion being okay in the Ukraine?
Aaron, that they were displeased when they heard those comments would be an understatement. One of the officials I spoke to said that he was shocked when he heard President Biden draw a distinction between an incursion and an invasion.
Russia's going to pounce on that phrase during diplomatic talks, which are set to begin Friday, because this could be interpreted as minimizing the type of attack or putting limits on what the U.S. may do.
We're already seeing the cleanup. I'm already seeing in my text exchanges with people around the president, cleanup on aisle State Department going on right now.
Biden seen as weak from Russia, China, and our allies on Afghanistan. If he is seen as being weak on Ukraine, we will be back here 6 months from now talking about that minor incursion into Taiwan.
Yeah, I think that's maybe a prediction we want to follow up on. I'm going to go back just to one lighthearted question, because Dana Perino can relate with Jen Psaki. There's no doubt about that. So a little lighter question to end that interview.
When the president said, looks at his watch and says, I guess I'll go another 24 minutes. I'm curious what your exact heart rate was at that time.
I'm a pretty chill person in general. I may not always seem that way in the briefing room. But I will say I knew he was having a good time. He actually likes engaging with reporters. As you all know, he was on the Hill for 36 years as a member of the Senate. And in Congress, members wander around and reporters just come up and ask them questions, and that's what he's used to. So
Jen,
I knew he was having a good time.
Well, I was having a heart attack for you.
Yeah, let me tell you something. She was having a heart attack. They were sweating, and it didn't turn out so well doing those extra 20 minutes.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.